going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Yesterday, there were reports coming out. Multiple players, Knicks players from HoopsWire, multiple Knicks players unhappy with Rick Brunson's presence on the bench, talking about how Rick Brunson could be the person with the most power in the entire organization. Not sure if I'm going to go that far, but still shows you some of the stuff that could happen when you make a decision like the Knicks did to fire Tom Thibodeau. My biggest issue was just this could be the beginning now of getting back to the bad days of Knicks basketball. We start talking about the other crap that goes on, the infighting, who's making what decision, this and that, where Tibbs built a sustained, successful winner. No real issues that they had. I mean, there's always going to be some issues throughout the course of a season, or, you know, issues with Randall the year that they missed the postseason. But for the most part, it was a stable environment that Tom Thibodeau built. The Knicks have had success, sustained success for the first time in 25 years. Now, days after his dismissal, you're starting to hear more reports about how players aren't happy with Rick Brunson. And we don't even know what it's going to mean for whoever does get hired by the Knicks to be their next head coach. The other part of this thing is that they run the risk of upsetting their superstar. Jalen Brunson, on record, almost every single time that he's been asked about Tom Thibodeau, speaks very, very highly of him. And I believe it's legit. Going back to his father loved Tom Thibodeau and all those different things back in the day where Jalen's been around him forever, I really do believe he loves Tibbs and believes in Tom Thibodeau. Now, I'm assuming the Knicks didn't make this move without consulting with him at all. I don't know if it was as much as consulting as, you know, as it was like, hey, we're going to make this decision and blah, 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 blah. But you also run the risk of upsetting your superstar. And that is not something that I would be willing to do at this point. If Jalen Brunson wanted Tom Thibodeau and backed him the way that he did publicly and the way that I really, truly believe. Now, I could be wrong. Maybe he's just doing that publicly, but behind closed doors, he's like, eh, I don't know, time for a new voice. Maybe that's the case. Then it'll be okay. We don't know. We're trying to learn details here. Maybe we'll hear from Jalen Brunson at some point on that podcast or something like that. We got to hear from somebody because you know how the Knicks do it. They're so secretive. They release a statement. Nobody's speaking. Nobody's asking legitimate questions, which leads us to speculate. And then some reports are coming out. Here's what we know. The Knicks fired one of the more successful head coaches in the history of their franchise. And it wasn't at a point where we all were like, eh, you know what? It was time for a change. It's up for debate. It could be the right move. If you're being proactive about it and you find the right guy that could get them over the top, if you believed that Tibbs' flaws were so significant that he was never going to win a championship, sure. It could be a disaster if you believe that what he did is going to be hard to replicate, and also that if you gave him another year or two, maybe he could have been the best chance to break through for this team. Also, it could be a disaster, not only in that you think the grass is always greener, finding somebody that could be better than the guy who was a known commodity, but what if it upsets your player? Your star player, not players, because I'm sure there were some players who were thrilled about this, but what if it upsets your star player? And now you're hearing about his father might be an issue. Frank Isola, we had him on earlier. In case you missed it, check out on the Free Odyssey app, talking about how he thinks that Jalen Brunson loves having his father there, and not because his father takes it easy on him. If anything, it's the opposite, where his father would get on him more than anybody else. So this is not a diva superstar in Jalen Brunson where he's a coach killer. To the point where I think that that's more Karl-Anthony Towns, myself. That's what I would come to the conclusion that this is about Carl Anthony Towns. But Brunson's not one of those selfish superstars that's going to say, "Ah, this guy's too high. I just want to play basketball. I don't want to run up and down and blah 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 blah." All those type things. He wants to be coach. He wants to be coach hard. So then, if other players don't follow along to what the captain is saying and have some issue with his father being there, or had some issue with the guy that he loved to be the head coach, Tom Thibodeau, now you can create even more of a messy situation. Which leads me to why I want one of two guys to replace Tom Thibodeau. If you replace Tibbs and your goal is the singular goal to win a championship, that means it better definitively be a better hire than Tom Thibodeau. Going to be hard to find. Pat Riley in his prime not out there. Phil Jackson, his prime as a head coach, not out there. There is no known commodity. A lot of the best guys are already taken. Except for Jeff Van Gundy. He would be atop my list. He's the clear guy. Now, I admit I'm biased because I watched him in the 90s and I loved him. Ever since the Knicks fired, rightfully so, Don Nelson and hired Jeff Van Gundy, it was the perfect move. And by the way, you could say that the Knicks did that then with the inexperienced head coach going with Van Gundy. And it worked in New York. Different circumstance, though. They hired one legend to replace another, but it was a complete bad fit. And then they just went with the guy who grew under Pat Riley with Van Gundy, who the players loved and respected and also coached them hard and got the most out of them. Maybe that could be Johnny Bryant. It wouldn't be my choice. I'd go with Jeff Van Gundy. He wants to get back into coaching. He's obviously an assistant now. It's been, you know, he's somebody that's watched the modern game as a broadcaster, as a consultant, now as an assistant. So he knows how to evolve. He's familiar with New York, and he's got the experience. I believe he's a better head coach than Tom Thibodeau. Even that's up for debate, but I believe that. So Van Gundy would be my number one. Number two, and it's realistic. Not that it's likely, but it's at least realistic at this point. Whereas years ago when I was screaming about it, it was never going to happen. The relationship with Dolan, Jeff wasn't sure maybe if he wanted to get back in. The Knicks weren't as good. A little different being a program builder than somebody who could be a try to take it to the next level and finish the job that his best friend, or one of his best friends, Tom Thibodeau, started. The other would be Jason Kidd. Now, obviously, he's under contract with the Mavericks. He's the name that's been floated out there. There's familiarity with Jalen Brunson, which is also a huge part of this. I want somebody who Jalen Brunson wants and is familiar with and would also keep Rick Brunson on that staff. And somebody that can be the lead guy. Jason Kidd, there's no doubt. You know, he's also got experience, whether it's being a player in New York, a coach with the Nets, obviously a coach with the Mavericks. So he's got experience as a head coach, player. I don't think he'd be intimidated by the market. He could handle the superstars. He could handle the daunting task of trying to complete the job and win a championship. So I'd go Van Gundy and Jason Kidd. Now, Johnny Bryant also has familiarity, but when you're talking about a first-time head coach in this market with maybe all the stuff that's going on behind the scenes with Rick Brunson, some players not liking it, is Johnny Bryant really going to be the guy that's going to command the respect of the players? Maybe he is. I have my doubts. He's going to be the guy that's going to run the show over Rick Brunson, the guy who replaced him as the top assistant on Tibbs' staff? I have my doubts. You fire Tibbs? Now, I think it's a mistake, but there's one way in my mind at least you could justify it. Two coaches. Udoka would have been on there, but he's out. Houston's not going to get rid of him. Two guys. Jeff Van Gundy or Jason Kidd. 888-808-1019. BT and Sal on the Fan. BT off today. He'll be back tomorrow. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Chris is in Perth Amboy, New Jersey. What's up, Chris?
Hey, what's up, Sal? How are you, buddy?
Good, Chris. How are you, man?
I got to say, if I bought a radio station tomorrow, you guys would be the first guys I'd call.
We appreciate that. Thank you very much.
And I'll be transparent. I'm a lifelong Bulls fan, and Van Gundy, that's the guy. That's the guy you got to go get. And I'd also say if Tibbs is... Oh,
I think we lost you there, Chris. Before you buy a radio station, buy a working phone. That would be helpful. But let us know when you do buy the station. But I'd be curious. I was curious about his take on on Tibbs from a Bulls fan perspective. But yeah, I mean, hard to argue against Jeff Van Gundy. I think the biggest reason why people have been hesitant to bring his name up is because they don't think it's realistic. Well, I'm not letting that get in my way. I don't care if it's realistic or not. He's the guy I want. Go do it. And I do actually think that it's realistic at this point. But even when it wasn't for years, pre-Tibbs, Van Gundy was the guy that I wanted. Because I love him. How can you not if you're a Knicks fan? He did it. He had success here. He coached the Stars. He coached Ewing, and those guys loved him. Sprewell and Houston and LJ and Starks, Camby. He was right in the thick of things. Literally fighting for his players, trying to break up a fight, hanging on the leg of Alonzo Mourning. You think Johnny Bryant's going to do that? JVG or bust? Well, JVG or J-Kid or bust. Hoff, you have some news here that you're going to get in one.
Yes. Speaking of fights.
I hope it's good, yeah.
Speaking of fights, there was a brawl at the end of OTAs with the Giants, and they had to stop practice early because Brian Burns and James Hudson were squaring off. And on the next play, Kayvon Thibodeau and Jermaine Illuminor were getting into a fight.
Ooh,
and
oh, boy.
I think Kayvon knocked his helmet off, and they went at it. So things get a little spicy in OTAs.
Yeah, wake me up when it actually matters. No, I mean, the OTAs, that's fine. BT and I'm sure we'll get into that next week or as the weeks go on here. But obviously, the primary stuff has been the Knicks. And really, the fighting in OTA is not a big deal. Now, if one of the Knicks or a couple of the Knicks were fighting like that, there's been rumors about the Knicks behind the scenes, you know, and again, with the report from Hoopswire about not being happy with Brunson. We've heard Rick Brunson, I should specify. So we've heard those reports. We've heard some stuff about, you know, miscommunication on defense, although we see the Knicks partying it up just days after they're eliminated. So they look pretty happy in the pictures. All the guys were there. So I don't see a divide necessarily. I don't know. I'm not there. We could go based on reports. But if there were those type of fights like you're seeing in OTAs, which is expected, then maybe it'd be a big story. Peter's in Elmont. What's up, Peter?
Good afternoon. Two related points are having to do with both sides of the ball, and the first observation, and I've heard commentators and Knicks fans say this, and that is that you're a step closer, that you're one rung away from a title. You're not. You were when you were playing, but next season is a brand new tournament with a myriad of possible outcomes, and I think the Knicks see that. If you had met Indiana in the first round of this spring, you would have lost to them. If you brought those two rosters to a playground and you were going to choose up, the first two players taken would be Siakam and Halliburton. So I don't know why there were such high expectations for this squad as a title team. I didn't see it.
Well, I mean, because they have talent, Peter, that could, in theory, if it worked well together the way that they had envisioned it when they brought in Karl Anthony Towns and Mikal Bridges, they have as much talent as anybody. They still were a top team in the league. They were banged up throughout the course of the year. They finally got healthy in the postseason, and they did get within two games of the NBA Finals. Like, I'm not all about taking bows just because they got to the Eastern Conference Finals, but it was a step closer, and there was only six more wins to go. Like, for all the negative talk and all the doubt about it didn't work and this and that, they got six wins. Six wins from the title.
What is your thought about what any new coach can improve on both sides of the ball about this team? There are things that can be improved.
Yeah.
Predictable.
I don't know if there's going to be a better defensive mind, Peter, and thank you for the call, than Tom Thibodeau. But the hope for me, like if I'm looking to nitpick Tibbs, I would say that he did not maximize Karl Anthony Towns. Now, you can look at the regular season, you can look at the numbers. I don't believe he maybe maximized not the right way. I don't believe he utilized Karl Anthony Towns the right way. I also don't believe the offense, with what I would want in today's NBA with the Knicks roster. Now, they could use another shooter, sure. But to me, the way I envisioned it was spacing and ball movement, which is a big thing in the modern NBA. The Knicks have now enough guys, specifically Karl Anthony Towns. He was supposed to be one who I'd want on the perimeter shooting the three. That's what he does. He is he's one of the best shooting big men that the league has ever seen. And yet he did not do nearly enough of that in the postseason. Also, when you watch their offense, it's stagnant. It is Brunson on the ball, attack the rim. Or even if it's off the ball, it's designed for one individual player as opposed to the team and trying to find the best look. Crisp pass after crisp pass. You saw the Pacers do it. You saw the Celtics do it, especially when healthy. The Knicks, it was Brunson. Okay, now let's feature Cat barreling out of control to the rim from the top of the key like he's playing football. I think Cat would be better on the Giants or Jets than he is with the Knicks. If you're not going to have him shoot and you just have him carry the ball, I mean, he goes in tough, knees up, groin shots, out of control. There are no offensive fouls in the NFL. I mean, he'd be great at that. Put the ball in his hand, let the big guy go. But then it was featuring Brunson, Cat, or all right, let's get Bridges here, as opposed to the penetrate kick. The Knicks did it for an extended period in game one against Indiana. Because I remember texting BT about it specifically, saying, I love this matchup. This is the offense that I've been waiting to see. This is what I want. You could see it penetrating, kicking it out, spacing, getting good looks.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
And then obviously they coughed up that lead, and they never had that type of offense in. You know, 3 minutes to go, they blow the lead. Historic lead. They never looked like that again. So the inconsistency of the offensive design would be something that I would look to improve on. But is that enough to fire, to justify firing a coach to win 50 games every year? And also, had this was the first year. Like, if this were year two with this group, then I'd be on board with what BT's saying and anybody else who agrees that it's the right move. If this were year two, or this same thing were to happen next season, then I'd say, okay, maybe it's time for a new voice, a different change, a different offensive look. The difference is the Knicks are taking the chance proactively that they don't believe Tibbs would either change or maximize what they have next year. That somebody else is better to do that rather than wait a year the way that I would. Victor is in Coney Island. What's up, Victor?
Hey, Sal, thanks for taking my call. I'm going to make a quick comment because my wife is calling me and I'm in the car. But first of all, I agree with you 100%. Jeff Van Gundy has to be the guy. I also agree with you with Tom Thibodeau. He should have got one more year, but I really believe he never would have took the Knicks to the promised land.
Well, then, I'm in the Knicks. If you think
yeah,
that...
Yeah, I just want to finish my wife's calling me. But that's my belief. The last time the Knicks won, I was 13, man. I'm 66. So I believe if they get Van Gundy, keep this team together, they got a bad taste in their mouth, they got some unfinished business, and so does Jeff Van Gundy. If they get him, maybe I hope he gets a guy like Mark Jackson as an assistant. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, Victor.
I'm going to be listening to you guys. You're the best.
All right, thank you, Victor. We love you. We appreciate the call there. Hopefully it goes okay with your wife, choosing me over her. But I understand it. I mean, you're on the fan. You got to make decisions in real time. You could always talk to your wife. You know how hard it is sometimes to get through? There were hours and hours used to dial that number. Oh, come on, please pick up Mike. I want to talk to Mike and the Mad Dog. Hours. And then when you get through and you're on hold, you're on there forever. So I get it. I don't know if your wife will understand that. Now, Victor, the one thing that I would disagree with you is that if you believe, like, I don't know if Tibbs would have had success or not beyond this year. I do know he had great success when you look back at where the franchise was and where he took them. So much so that I would roll the dice with him again next year. Now, it could be proven that he's not the guy to get them over the hump. And then maybe next year you make that decision. But if you, Victor, think that you don't believe Tibbs is the guy to get them over the hump, probably like Leon Rose and James Dolan and BT, then you make that decision now because why waste time? The reason why I wouldn't make that decision now is if I'm going to make a decision like that, I want to know definitively. And I don't know that definitively. I would bet that they're making a big mistake and that it's only going to get worse from here on out for the Knicks. We'll get in some baseball coming up at 1 o'clock. We'll power up in about 13 minutes or so from now with top five Ben Stiller movies. Figuring this is the last time we could talk about old Benny as the Knicks have been eliminated. I do think he's a legitimate Knick fan. I like what he said. Although, you know, to be a legit fan in my mind, you do have to criticize a little. Like, is that too? Have we gotten so soft that you can't criticize at all? Like, Ben Stiller, oh, I love Tom Thibodeau. He was great for this team. Not like, what the hell are the Knicks doing? This is a mistake. Well, I don't know if I agree with this. But you could even say it, you know, Ben doesn't want to ruffle any feathers because he wants those cushy courtside seats. But you could even say, I don't know if this is going to work. I don't like this. You're allowed to say you don't like it. It can't just be, well, I love Tibbs. We wish him the best. He was great for what he did. Go Knicks. Like, dude, come on. You can criticize a little bit. You are from New York, no? That's what we do. I mean, it's not like you're from, I don't know, Indiana. Like those people. I don't know what they do out there, but, you know, you got to be, you can be able to get on your team. Come on, it's okay. Anyway, you know, with wrapping up the Knicks season this week and now talking about the next head coach, power up coming up with Ben Stiller movies. All right, BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Joe is calling from Wilson Park, New York. What's up, Joe?
Hey, what's up, Sal?
How are you, Joe?
I'm doing all right. I am pretty much 100% against what you're saying about Thibodeau. I was ready to fire him. How do you watch the last 3 minutes of the game one and not come away with this guy is not the guy to get us over the hump? How do you let your team keep playing the way it played and not make some kind of an adjustment? Keep throwing up three-pointers, keep making all the mistakes they did. Look at the end of game six of the Pacers. The last three to five minutes of that game, Pacers had a 15-point lead. Look how they adjusted. They stopped throwing up three-pointers. When they had the ball on the outside, they took it in. They drove in. They drew fouls. Mm-hmm. They changed. I have never seen – I've been a sports fan. I'm 49. I've been a sports fan since I was 12. Mets, Jets, Knicks. I have seen a lot of failure. I have never seen anything like that in my entire life.
Me neither.
My wife was yelling at me. So I'm screaming and yelling. She says, what are you doing? You're 50 years old. You can't be screaming at the TV like that. I've never seen anything like
that. The only loss that is comparable, and I referenced this the day after, was the blown Super Bowl with the Falcons when they led 28-3 late third quarter, which was the only thing that was worse than that Knicks loss. Here's why, though, we differ. Because I don't believe that was because of the coach. If Karl Anthony Towns or OG Anunoby hit one free throw, the Knicks win that game. That was such an outlier and an aberration of a loss. Like, yeah, everybody's going to take some blame. The head coach, certainly the players. For me, it's more on the players. I can pick, like, I blame Tibbs more for game two for not having Carl Anthony Towns on the floor. I don't understand how you could justify that. You want him to pick game one? Sure, that to me is just a crazy thing. Whereas in game two, it was Tibbs' singular decision to not have Carl Anthony Towns on the floor in the fourth quarter. So I'll blame him for game two more than I would game one.
My other point is that, you know, there's too much talent on this team for, you know, if you put the wrong coach in, it's not going to be a disaster. It'll never be a disaster. You can roll that team out and win 50 games. You can roll that team out and get to the second round of the playoffs. You need the coach that's going to make the right decisions, get the team playing the right way. You know, don't just look at the results. Look at what they're doing. You know, if you watch them during the season, they had these spurts where they're playing like awesome defense. Mm-hmm. Game three, I was like, wow, they're really running. They're moving. They're moving their feet. Like, wow, look, why can't they play like this?
Right. Okay. So Joe, you don't like Tibbs, right? You don't, or not that you don't like him, but you think it's the right move to move on from him.
Correct.
Who do you want?
That's not me.
But that's a big, it's a big part of it, Joe, because I think we could all agree, like during the Derek Fisher days, and thank you for the call. During the Derek Fisher days or Jeff Hornacek days, nobody's going to sit here and argue and say, okay, well, who's next? Because you could pick anybody that could be better than those guys. The chance that you hire somebody that's better than those guys was far greater because they didn't do anything. So now you're taking it to a place where the Knicks were literally six wins. You could say they were going to get swept by the Thunder, and I happen to think that that would have been the case, or at the very least, max, like they would have won a game from the Thunder. Now, you never know, but I don't think they're going to win the NBA championship. But still, the facts are they were 6 wins away from the ultimate goal, the singular goal. 6 wins away. This head coach that has a resume that predates head coaching the Knicks, but then took the Knicks out of the abyss that they were in for 25 years, a quarter of a century. He did it. That's a fact. He took them from that, nothing. Nothing. As a matter of fact, his first year when they were the 4 seed and made the playoffs.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Expected to win like 17 games. He took them, and if you watch them, you know that it was a byproduct of the coach. I mean, Reggie Bullock was maybe the second best player, for goodness sake. He took a team with Elfrid Payton on it to a 4 seed. They played hard-nosed defense. They played tough in the regular season. So you're now taking a coach who built this thing from nothing out of the abyss and got them to the Eastern Conference Finals, which is further than they've been in 25 years. It was not like, you know, they went further and then stepped back. There was no step back. They've been climbing the whole way. And they are 6 wins from the ultimate goal. 6 wins. So when I ask you, well, who do you want? It's not to put you in a tough spot. It's to say, who do you think that is clearly better to justify making a move to fire a head coach that has accomplished all that we just talked about, that's better than him to get him to get that team to the next level? There isn't anybody. That's the answer. There isn't anybody. And some of the guys who maybe we would be okay with aren't available. I like Jeff Van Gundy, and I think he's a better coach than Tibbs, but I think that's up for debate. And also, Jeff Van Gundy hasn't been a head coach in quite some time, so you could argue against Van Gundy as well. I like the idea of Jason Kidd, up-and-comer, successful, not afraid of New York, could deal with Brunson, but look at the resumes. Now, it doesn't mean that those guys won't have success. What it means is it's a lot more difficult to find a head coach to replace Tom Thibodeau after he had the success with what he did here in New York than it is to replace any one of the endless failures that have been here the 25 years prior. Moishe is calling from Brooklyn. Is that how you say it?
It's Moshe.
Moshe. Moshe, what's up?
Yes. Hey, Sal, big fan. So just a couple of points. I think if you bring in like a new person, like this Johnny Bryant guy, that plus New York media plus insane expectations on this Knicks, for this Knicks team is just a recipe for disaster.
100% agree.
And I just think that's way too much of a leveraged decision. And Van Gundy, I like Van Gundy, but Thibs' main minus was that he didn't know how to coach a modern NBA offense. And I don't think that's what Van Gundy brings to the table if you hire him. I think it's like a good nostalgic hire, but I don't think it's effective. I personally think they should have just kept Thibodeau.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you look at the players who left the Knicks, IQ, RJ Barrett, Dante DiVincenzo, even Julius Randle to an extent, they played worse after he wasn't their coach anymore. And so I make the argument that it's not that he was holding the team back. He, in fact, made them better than what they could have possibly been. I would not be shocked if they had whoever the coach is next year, if they had a precipitous drop off in production next year. And we'll be looking back on this and saying, like, that was the wrong move, and this was as close as we got. And we're just going to, like, every season from here on out for the next 2-3 seasons, as the window's closing, we're going to be further and further away from the goal of a championship.
It's exactly.
I can easily see that. DiVincenzo had a horrible season overall this year. IQ and RJ Barrett, you don't even hear about them anymore.
Yeah, the T-Wolves had a good year, and I agree with you, Moshe. Thank you for the call. I agree with most of what you're saying right there. Now, doesn't mean that that's going to be the case, and obviously we hope that that's not. But that's the risk that the Knicks are running with that. Where Tom Thibodeau, see, usually you would fire a head coach because he underachieved. Tom Thibodeau, the majority of his Knicks tenure, has overachieved. There are only 2 series, and even in those 2 series, there are, still it's not a glaring underachievement. The series that I would reference first would be the Miami series a couple years ago. After they beat Cleveland to have their first postseason round victory in however many years, but it was the first one with this group, they beat the Cavs. They lost to the Heat, a team that I thought that they were better than. But there were injuries there as well with Randle. And still, Miami, a good team. But that one, I was like, they should have won that. And the other one would be this year. And even with this year, all right, they had an epic collapse in game one, but I didn't really look at it and say, ah, they really lost to a team that they were definitively better than. Some would argue the Pacers are better. So, as a matter of fact, he's overachieved more often than not. Does Ben Stiller's role in Happy Gilmore count as a Ben Stiller movie?
I had the same issue, and I said, yes, it does.
Okay. Then number five, we're going to go in descending order here. Number five, Happy Gilmore. And the only reason why it's number five, because it's the best of the bunch, because the Sandman rules, but this is not about Adam Sandler, it's about Ben Stiller. Number five would be Happy Gilmore. Ben Stiller had a tremendous, memorable role in that movie. The only reason why it's number five is because he's not the lead guy in the movie, but it was so good and so memorable that I put it on there. It would be number five for me.
Yeah, no question. That's one of the best characters of all time.
Yeah.
In any movie. I don't care what you say. His interpretation of that character, fighting with the grandmother, it was just unbelievable with that nursing home.
Which apparently he's going to be making another appearance in Happy Gilmore 2, which is coming soon. I can't wait for that. I saw the trailer. All right. So Happy Gilmore, number five. We're ranking Ben Stiller movies. Number four for me, Tropic Thunder. Now, I have not watched these movies in many years. I got to be honest with you. It's not like I'm sitting back rewatching, although maybe I am. Maybe this conversation will inspire not only me, but you as well, to go out there and rewatch the great Ben Stiller movies of our time. Tropic Thunder, I remember in real time watching it and loving it. Surprisingly so, because initially I was like, I'm not so sure. But that was a good movie. I enjoyed it. Hoff, you a Tropic Thunder fan?
No,
not at all.
And the cast is great, and there's so many good things about that movie.
You saw it, though.
Oh, yeah. I saw it in the movie theater.
Sort of the theater.
Yeah.
Oh, what are you, Ben Stiller groupie? Who sees that movie in the theaters?
Oh, dude, I would go to see everything in the movie theater.
Okay.
And Tom Cruise made the cameo at the end. It's fantastic. But I actually hated that movie.
Really?
Couldn't stand it.
Wow. Think
it was so dry that I actually hated it.
All right, now we're getting into the best. And these were the parts. These were tough for me to.
And by the way, you've already missed one. So we're going to have an issue.
I got two on my list that were possible. How do you know I already missed one? Because
I have four and you've down to three.
Yeah. Number three, and I wanted to rank this higher, I just couldn't. The Heartbreak Kid. Are you familiar with that one, Huff?
Oh, my God. No.
What?
No.
Oh, dude. You're missing out. There is one of, and I thought about like replaying the scene. We can't because I don't want to get fired. I'm not like Tom Thibodeau. I can't rest on $30 million here. I need the job. As a matter of fact, I need multiple jobs. I got to work here, SMY. I got to keep on going. Long way to go. But there is a scene, one of my favorite scenes or the funniest scenes ever for me in a movie was in that Heartbreak Kid movie with Ben Stiller. He's dating, I forget the name of the girl that's a star in the movie. But she comes out of the bathroom. If you've seen the movie, you know what I'm talking about. I wish we could play it because it was hilarious. But it caught me like jaw dropped when I heard the line. I couldn't believe it. And I think it was great. And that movie, I think, is underrated. I enjoyed it. It was a fun movie. A little strange at times. But, I mean, it is Ben Stiller. The Heartbreak Kid, underrated. You haven't even seen that movie, Huff? Or you did?
I still don't even know what movie we're talking about.
The Heartbreak Kid.
What year?
Let me see. I had it up here.
Is it recently?
No. It was when he was hot.
Sexy hot or just?
I think. No. It was mid-2000s. By the way, yesterday I found myself reading on the prompter at SNY and I said 2006. Why is it that we say 2010, 2015, 2022, but yet saying 2006 is weird? I got to fix myself
that
on that,
weird.
I understand. But you don't see it up here at all as I try to fill? As we're
2007,
looking.
But
yeah, okay.
I don't know. I've never watched that movie.
Oh, you got a homework assignment. You got to watch that.
Malin Ackerman. Okay, gotcha.
Yes, she was the lead in that. Oh, dude. I'm going to show you the scene during the break. It was that funny. Number two, Along Came Polly. So now there are a lot of movies out there, I'm sure, that are popular. People are like, Sal, how are you going to have this list with Ben Stiller and not name those movies? Well, it's my list. You can power up however way you want to. I'm powering up right here. Along Came Polly was great. Philip Seymour Hoffman was great. Jennifer Aniston. I love that movie. It was almost number one for me from Ben Stiller. Probably my most memorable movie. But the way that I separated Along Came Polly from the top choice was the amount of times that I could rewatch it and really enjoy it. Number one for me would be Meet the Parents. And if you want to throw in all the sequels after, that's fine. But Meet the Parents was number one. That's the staple. That's the, like, my wife would get into Meet the Parents, I think. I don't know. We haven't watched it since we've been together. As a matter of fact, it makes me think about that. I got to start watching some of these old movies that I enjoyed. But those movies, the Meet the Parents, they were fun, family-type stuff. Whereas Along Came Polly or The Heartbreak Kid, that's more like, sometimes I feel like my wife would be like, what, you think that's funny? It's stupid. So that's why I would go Meet the Parents number one. So Happy Gilmore, number five. And if it wasn't Happy Gilmore, if Hoff said I couldn't use that, I would go Dodgeball from Ben Stiller. Tropic Thunder, number four. The Heartbreak Kid, number three. Along Came Polly, number two. Meet the Parents, number one.
Yeah, that's just totally wrong. Well, I mean, first of all, Happy Gilmore, I'll put it on there. We both agree with that. Black and White is a classic
film.
Never
saw it.
It's a huge cast, so he's got a small role because everyone has a small role. But Mike Tyson's in it.
Come on.
Ghostface. I mean, you name
You want to get on me for Dodgeball or Something About Mary, fair. You can't get on me for Black and White.
I don't even know what the Heartbreak Kid is.
I don't know what Black and White is.
Okay, well, exactly.
When did that come out?
1999, touche.
Yeah, that's all I can say.
And listen, you watch it and you'll thank me later.
Dodgeball or Something About Mary?
Well, dude, Meet the Parents is third. Something About Mary is second because that's one of the best films ever, dude. Like, I mean, that was comedy gold at that point in time. Because you talk about the one scene in Heartbreak Kid that I had no idea about. There's the one scene.
I know, but
with
I thought
Cam
that,
Diaz.
I didn't think it was that funny. I thought that was overblown. I would say that the scene from the Heartbreak Kid that I'm talking about was funnier than the scene that you're talking about from Something About Mary.
Do you want to do a bet? No, I don't want to bet. No. And the number one's Dodgeball because that is actually the funniest movie he's ever been in.
Yeah, that probably should have been on the list. But Happy Gilmore, his role was so great. How could I not put that on there?
His role was great, but Dodgeball overall as a film, that movie, and he had a major part in Dodgeball.
Yeah.
That was the funniest movie on this list, hands down.
I can't take all. I like Something About Mary. I like Dodgeball. I don't like them as much as I like the other movies on here. I'm telling you, The Heartbreak Kid is a sleeper. You got to watch that. And Tropic Thunder was great.
Again, it was just overrated in my mind.
All right, there you have it. With big Nick fan Ben Stiller, although he can't criticize the team, still a legitimate Nick fan, powering up with his movies. Hank is in Yap Hank. What's up, Hank?
Hi, Sal. How are you?
Great, Hank. How are you, my friend?
Condolences to you, the family. I just couldn't get through.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Okay. And the other, this is more like an advertisement for Ben Stiller than anything else, Sal, because I'm very, very, very upset at him.
Okay.
He is my second cousin, okay?
Oh.
We both share the same aunt, okay?
What's her name? Millie? What's her name?
Her name is Nettie
aunt
Caruso.
Nettie. Okay, well, you don't have to get the phone. Aunt Nettie, okay. Aunt Nettie. Okay.
Yeah. No, because that's important in case he's listening, okay? So the point is that he knows. So he knows. Now he put my Aunt Nettie in a kind of a low budget war movie, but it's called Keeping the Faith.
Okay, Keeping the Faith. So you would have that in your power up rankings?
Well, it's in my power list, but I did tell Hoff that I thought the Night at the Museum franchise was very good.
Okay? Oh, okay, yeah, that's a good one. Not bad. I enjoyed that, but good enough to take off the other ones.
And I just have a piece of like a little trivia note for you because you mentioned Dodgeball, okay?
Yes.
I hope Ben's listening because he doesn't answer my DMs, okay? So I'm not a happy camper right now.
Okay.
And Sal,
and
you're his first cousin?
You're his first cousin? Sal's second cousin.
Okay. Second.
Yeah, I mean, like,
cousin.
I can't blame Ben Stiller. If I were that famous, I probably wouldn't talk to my second cousins either. But go ahead. Yeah. Continuing.
But here's the thing, Sal. I was a very active second cousin because I babysitted for him when I'm about 10 years older than him, Sal. Okay.
Yeah.
When his name was Benjamin. Okay. And me and Aunt Mira. Okay. His mom.
Okay.
We would have birthday parties in Queens on September 20th and share the same birthday. Okay.
We shared the same birthday. Couple of questions.
Yep.
Because you could be the right guy to ask this. Did Aunt Nettie or what was the other aunt that you said that you celebrated the birthdays? What was her name?
No, that was Ben's mom, Aunt Mira.
Oh, okay. Now, did they get him any Knicks gear that you could recall for those birthday celebrations? When does Benjamin, in your words, when does his Knick fandom begin? Do you remember him being a big Knick fan back then?
You want to know something? Back then, I didn't remember him being a big Knicks fan back then.
Okay. Well, now we're getting somewhere.
Okay. And the point is that what some of my DMs are on my bucket list. I would love to attend a game with him.
Oh.
Okay. And everybody wants me to attend the game. Everybody who knows me says, Hank, Ben's your second cousin, for crying out loud. He can't get you to a game. I said, he won't even answer my DMs.
I think, and I appreciate the call and I appreciate the insight and good luck getting in touch with your second cousin.
I think, unfortunately for you, you're a little too distant. The blood's got to be first cousin. Max, look, I'll be honest with you. There are some first cousins I cut off. And I'm nowhere near Ben Stiller. So imagine you get to the level of Ben Stiller and then you got second cousins DMing you to sit courtside for a Knick game, no less. I mean, you should have taken it up with Aunt Nettie back then when you were babysitting little Benjamin and make sure you're planting seeds. Maybe you, Hank, didn't believe that little Benji would become the big star that he did. And maybe then Benjamin said, you know what? Now I'm Ben. And I don't remember any second cousins. But I do find it interesting that there were no Knick gear. Wasn't any Knick gear on those birthdays. So how legit, in fact, of a Knick fan is Ben? I could show you pictures. My 15th birthday, I had hair. I should actually post a picture. I had a full, the mushroom cut, like long hair. Hard to picture, I know. Wearing my brand new Hubert Davis jersey. I got proof. I don't know if Ben does. Not according to Hank or Aunt Nettie. But I have to side, even though I poke holes in the Knick fandom, thanks to Hank, I do have to side with Ben on the second cousin thing. Hank, I don't think you're getting anywhere near, unfortunately for you, I don't think you're getting anywhere near Ben. Cherish your memories with Benjamin. Not happening with Ben.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.